Together Kindness has a listing of days due to various miracles that Chazal said you're not allowed to fast, right? Because Tainus, I guess a little bit ironically, days when you're not supposed to fast, not days when you're supposed to fast, but days when we're prohibited from fasting, right? The famous Braisa, which the Gemara in Shabbos quotes about Chanukah, of my Chanukah, is from Megillas Tainus. That's a Braisa from Megillas Tainus of Yomei, the Chanukah Tmanya Inan, the low Lemisbat Bahon, the low Lemisbat Bahon, with the law lehisanas b'hom, and due to various miracles which happened for the most part during the tkufa of Bayashen. Good. So now that the Gemara and all the days listed in Maseches Tainus and Megillas Tainus, not only was it prohibited to fast on those days themselves, it was prohibited to fast on Erev of those days as well. What about afterwards? That's a machlokas. But it was prohibited to fast Erev those days as well. Good, fine. Now the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yudches Yutes has the following discussion: whether Batla Megillas Tainus or Lo Batla Megillas Tainus. Are those days still in effect? Are we still constrained from fasting on all the days listed in Megillas Tainus? So after a long sugya, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Chanukah and Purim remain from Megillas Tainus, but nothing else does. Everything else was butler. All the other days mentioned in Megillas Tainus were allowed to fast, but Chanukah and Purim were not allowed to fast. So now the Rishonim have the following discussion. Well, wait a minute. If Chanukah and Purim remain for Megillas Tainus, so that l'chora means that you can't fast Erev Chanukah or Purim. So what are we doing with Tainus Esther? What are we doing with Tainus Esther? That's the question of Bala Amor, the Ramban, the Ravid, all the Gedolei Rishonim talk about that question. So if you have the big Gemaras, which have Tainus in it also, if you have Tainus also, so take a look. Yeah, the big ones will have it. Take a look in the Dapei Harif. In the Dapei Harif in Maseches Tainus, it's Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara that they have the riff
is all the way in the back, right?
I don't know. Yeah. In this one, I have the riff before Megillah, but I don't know what might be different.
The Daffy riff?
Zayin Amud Aleph in the Daffy riff. Okay, if you see the Diba HaMaskel, Aval HaRaivit, it's the second Diba HaMaskel on this Omid, Aval HaRaivit Zal Omer. Okay, so the other Rishonim suggested various Tayyutsim, right? The Ravid says, "No, I have a different understanding." Aval Ravid Zal Omer, Afal Pisha Botla Megillas Tainus, Afal Pichain Ein Gozun Osan Hayomim Tainus Al Hatsivu Lachatchila. The Ravid says, "Botla Megillas Tainus is true." And maybe that means that a yochid can fast, but certainly, even though Butler Megillas Tainus, it doesn't mean that we could be gozer a tainus on the tzibur in those days. Okay, a yochid could fast. He could fast a yortzeit or whatever. Every reason a yochid may have for fasting, but you wouldn't be gozer a tainus al tzibur. Now, skipping down two lines, just to skip his raya to that, we don't need that at the moment, but skipping down two lines from there, ulefiza, you see what I was saying? Ulefiza, enu maspe kol masha kasabnu lamala, lahatit tainis biyud gimel shalifnei purim. He says, according to the Ravid, all the answers of the other Rishonim, they're just not adequate. Again, skipping a few words to the next line, ela shehuzal. Okay, Ella Shehuzal. I'm going to read at least two lines. Ella Shehuzal Kasab. The Ravid says the answer is the Yud Gimel Eino Dom Elishor Taanios. The Zikaron Hu Lenes Shenasavu. What did the Ravid just say? He says when it says that you don't fast, let's say Erev Chanukah, So why is that? Because as a way of bolstering the status of Hanukkah, so even fasting Erev Hanukkah is encroaching upon the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Right? And so, when Megillas Tainus was in full effect, was in full force, all those quasi Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tainus, to bolster them, was saying, not only shouldn't you fast on these days, not only does that clash with the semi or quasi Yom Tov status, but even fasting Erev the day also encroaches. Also encroaches.
What makes Yom Tov different? Erev Shabbos, including the fifth Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos, I mean, generally a person, Stamaton is a person generally wouldn't fast, not to be Nifnas the Shabbos, Kshehu Mu'una. In general, Chazal say in terms of Megillas Tainus, that Chachamim also chizat l'deveyam yoseh mishal d'vei Torah. Since all these days are only d'rabbanan, so Chazal felt they had to bolster them more than days which are d'oraisa. But what is the Ravid saying here? The Ravid is saying a gvaldike yisod. The Ravid is saying that Tainus Esther is rather part of our Purim observance, right? And that's why it doesn't violate the din of Megillas Tainus that you can't fast Erev the days which are mentioned in Megillas Tainus. When can't you fast Erev the days? When the Tainus is not connected, when it's unrelated to the Yom Tov, which is supposed to begin the next day. If you were to fast Erev Chanukah, so that Tainus in no way is integrated into your observance of Chanukah. You are just choosing today to fast. No, that encroaches upon Chanukah. You can't do it. But when you're fasting on Purim, on Tainus Esther, that's part of the Purim package. Ela shehu zal kasav the yud gimel eino dome the shor taniyos the zikaron hu l'neis shenasobo. Meaning that we're recreating the same sequence as they had, right? We're recreating the same sequence of Yom Tefillah followed by Yom Simcha, which was exactly the sequence which they had in that year. Now take a look, then the Ravid says even more.
Well, does he mean that the Yom Zikaron is, that's not the day the fast really happened, it happened in Nisan, and this day is a Zikaron to that fast that happened there?
But if that's all he means, so again, how is that answering the question? Again, the Ravid is saying that Tainus Esther is different than Erev Taniyos, right? How is it different than Erev Taniyos that it isn't considered a violation?
But the other Taniyos we're observing on the anniversary of that Tanis. Tanis Esther is a fast we're not observing on the anniversary of Tanis Esther.
But Megillas Tainus says you can't fast any Tanis, let's say, on Erev of the days listed in Megillas Tainus. Can't fast any tonus. A person generally fasts. A person fasts Sheni v'Chamishi very often, whatever. But no, if Tuesday is one of the days in Megillas Tainus, so during the Tzkufa Bayis Sheni, when Megillas Tainus was in effect, so then you couldn't fast on Monday. Couldn't fast on Monday, even if it's not a zikaron for anything. Even if it's just tamatonus. Because again, fasting on Erev that day encroaches upon the observance of that day, being special. So that's what the Ravid is saying, that since, on the contrary, this is the first stage of our observance of Purim. Then the Ravid goes even further, again, not further conceptually, but further just in terms of the basis for Tainus Esther. V'od sheyesh lanu smach b'kosuv she'omba v'chashe kiyumu al nafsham divei hatzomos. Right? It says in the Megillah that Klal Yisrael accepted Purim the same way they accepted Divei Hatzomos. So what does that mean? So the Ibn Ezra says the same way they had been Mekabel, Shavasa B'Tamuz, Asar B'Teves, right, which we know from the Novi Zechariah. So the same way Klal Yisrael had been Mekabel Divei Hatzomos, so too they were Mekabel Purim. And the Ravid here suggests, no, maybe the Pshat is Loma shekishem shekiblu aleim lasus yom tov, kach kiblu aleim divi atomus zakosim kol melasus tainus b'choshana v'shana. No, maybe this is the makor for our tainus Esther, right? So he goes, Rabbeinu Tam, and goes one step further, right? Rabbeinu Tam just says that we on our own model the tainus Esther after the tainus which they must have had in that year. And the Rabbi goes even further and says, no, maybe it's Medivei Kabbalah. Maybe when the Pasuk says, V'chashe kimu al nafshan divei hatzomos v'zakosom, so maybe without Divrei Hatzomos Zakosim doesn't mean, oh, now we have another Divrei Kabbalah. The same way we have a Divrei Kabbalah of Shavuos V'Tammuz, Asara V'Teves, Tisha B'Av, and so on, Gedalia, we now have a Divrei Kabbalah of Purim. No, but the Divrei Kabbalah of Purim is Purim and Tainus Esther. And Tainus Esther. Okay. So what emerges from this Ravid? Again, the idea that Tainus Esther, again, is one kiyum together with Purim. And that's why Tainus Esther doesn't contradict Purim. The fact that we're fasting the day before Purim doesn't compete with Purim. It doesn't contradict Purim the way any other fast on an Erev, a day which is in Megillas Tainus, would have posed a challenge to that day. Now, coming back, this is what the Kutzis Chanukah in Megillah, Rav Torchin, says. If you come back to the Rabbeinu Tam, so now we asked, why does Rabbeinu Tam think that his pshat is any less open to the objections which Rashi's pshat encountered? Right? Rashi's pshat was that Yud Gimel was the Ikar HaNes. So the Rishonim shrugged and said, therefore what? Why is that a basis for reading the Megillah? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Zman Kehila doesn't mean Kehila l'Mochama, it means Kehila l'Tfila, and that's the basis for our Kehila, for our Tainus Esther. So apparently what Rabbeinu Tam means is like this. Rabbeinu Tam says, according to my pshat, what I'm telling you is that Yud Gimel is part of our observance of Purim. Rashi never said it, right? According to Rashi, Zman Kehila Lakol just means it was Milchama, the day of Milchama. I don't see why that lays the groundwork for saying that you can read the Megillah on Yud Gimel. But Rabbeinu Tam says, I think my pshat does, because my pshat, again, like the Ravid says in Tainus, that Tainus Esther, again, is part of our observance of Purim. It's part of our observance of Purim. It's part of our observance of Purim. So that's the basis for why the Gemara thinks that it doesn't need a pasuk. Is that clear, Avasa?
The relationship between Tainus Esther doesn't have the other involvements, i.e., the sudim, so one knows. It's true. It's part of the history. It has correlation to Purim, but there's no correlation to.
So I'm going to talk about that in one minute. Your question is the correct question. Just before I come to that, just one other ha'ara. The Rav used to say, the minhag, of course, is that we don't break our fast until after we read the Megillah. And it's. I think if this were after a vote, I think we would certainly vote to break out the fast before the Megillah, right? Before the Megillah. So the Rav used to say, so lefi pshuto, in general, when there's a mitzvah to do, so we don't eat beforehand. In general, we don't eat before the Netilas Lulav, that the Rav didn't really like the minig of making kiddush before shofar. Okay, when you have a mitzvah to do, we don't eat. But the Rav said, the emissary is on another level, there's another reason as well, and that is, by not breaking the fast, before we read the Megillah, so we integrate. We integrate Tainus Esther and Purim. That's the way of merging the two. If we would break the fast, so we'll sort of say, you know, Hai l'chu deikai v'hai l'chu deikai. That Tainus Esther is one distinct day and Purim is another distinct day. And we want to be demonstrative, no, that the two are really integrated. And that's how we sort of let the Tainus Esther spill over into Purim by not breaking the fast until afterwards. It's interesting, as a matter of fact, that in Shulchan Aruch, that the Ramah Paskins, Mechaber also seems like this, that it's better to listen to the Megillah on Yud Gimel after Plag HaMincha. Right? The question is, let's say the same kula that we have for Davening Ma'ariv, which is widely used on Erev Shabbos in the summertime, Davening Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, so does that apply to Kriyas and Megillah as well? So in Shulchan Aruch it says yes. The Mishnah Berurah, of course, the Pichadosh, who says no. But the Shulchan Aruch says yes, that kula applies here as well, and that kula should be used for someone for whom prolonging the tannis is going to be exceedingly difficult. So then we should let them read the Megillah mibod yom after plug. But the Ramah says, but we're not gonna bend. Aval also lechol kodim sheyishma kriyas haMegillah afilu atainis koshalo. Right, but on this we don't bend. Again, you have the simple reason which the Taz mentions about comparable to the general rule of not eating before mitzvahs, but that's what the Rav added, that there's another reason for it as well. Now let me just come to your question, Simi. The Amos says, when all is said and done, again, the difficulty which the Sfasemis and the Torah Evin have in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the Amos says it really remains. Because when all is said and done, the Megillah tells us that Purim is on Yudal and Hezvav. The mitzvahs hayom of Purim are Kriyas HaMegillah and Matzonos Lev Yonim. So how can it be that there's a svar which says that you read that you can do this on Yud Gimel? You can do it on Yud Gimel. So it could be, and I think I saw this later in Rav Torchin's Kuntres as well, that according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, what they don't say it. They don't say it openly. They don't say it openly. But it could be that even according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, differently than the Riva, what the Gemara means is as follows: once you have a pasuk which tells you that you can extend the Zman Kriya beyond Yudalad and Tezvav, so now once we know that there is such a concept, now Yud Gimel doesn't need a pasuk. Not that it's totally, absolutely independent. Because without the case, Raya L'Davar, I don't think it's mentioned in the poskim. Let's say we're going to learn later, hopefully next week, on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that we don't have the din of Yom HaKnisa Bizman HaZeh. We'll see the reason in the Gemara. But we don't have the kula of Yom HaKnisa Bizman HaZeh. So the question is, well, we should still have the din of Yud Gimel, because Yud Gimel isn't based on the pasuk of Yom HaKnisa. And moreover, not only should we still have the din of Yud Gimel Bizman HaZeh, but it should say somewhere that the din of Yud Gimel is available to everyone. Not only to the B'nai Kfarim, but is available to everyone. Right? The poskim should say that's true according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It won't be true according to the Ri. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, I don't think that point is made. So even according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what it means is like this. Once the Megillah tips its hand and tells us that, you can advance the Kriya, so now already I don't have to count Yud Gimel as one of the days. The Megillah is giving me two extra days, I don't have to count Yud Gimel. Because once you're telling me that there is latitude, so I know certainly Yud Gimel is going to qualify because it was Zman Kehila Lakol, either because the Ika Hanes Hayavo or because it's a Yom Tefillah which we integrate into our observance of Purim anyway. So Luchard, again, does Rashi say it Rachel Bitzchak Akhtana? No, he doesn't, but I don't know how to understand the Rashi the Rashi otherwise. But either way, again, that's where Ben Tam's Pshat and Zman Kehila Lakol, again, like the Rive and in Tainus, that our Tainus Esther is really a part of is really a part of our observance of Purim.
Hey,
you can
also ask
yourself. The
relationship to Purim is that
because
they went from
a Kama
a day, so it had the same.
If, in fact, you're going to be able to push it back. But again, but what we're adding, don't say it explicitly, is that it's not Tzarech Kram Kliya. Once you give it the idea, then you don't have to tell us what you're doing.
Whatever it is, good.
Yeah, yeah, fine, you get that.
Has to get out.
Of course, you know. No, he always says hello, and I say hello.
Okay. I need a copy of this.